Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
A Prayer to Dive into True Rest. Written and read by Chris Eyde. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. I stood at the top of the diving platform, jutting out from the side of the small ship, and looked out across the wide, tranquil expanse of the Mediterranean Sea. Then I studied the frothing blue abyss below, and deliberately inhaled a sharp intake of air. My feet pushed out, and launched my body upwards, creating an awkward arch in the azure sky before the weight of gravity pulled me down to the waters, and I fell through the mellow waves, dropping like a heavy stone as I disappeared into the depths. My breath was knocked out as I plummeted into the deep. A cold rush streamed across and I sensed a freezing darkness. I was floating alone, far below the surface of the waves. It was very exhilarating, but quickly I felt insignificant and lonely in this sublime marine underworld. I didn't know what was around me. There was a strange sense of vulnerability, and I felt exposed. My lungs started to throb in need of oxygen, and I began kicking my feet furiously, pulling myself upwards towards the light in clumsy manoeuvres. The swim to safety seemed endless until I broke the surface and gulped fresh air again and again. The ship was still there, and I crawled slowly until I reached a metal ladder to get back on board. A year later, and I am standing in a large basin inside a church building located in a city in the north of England. Two men, older than me and full of love and wisdom, stand to my side. I proclaim publicly my identity in Jesus Christ. Then hands gently lay hold of me and plunge me into the pool of water. I want to stay under that water forever. It's not the physical liquid that absorbs me, but the sense of closeness to Christ. It's a different feeling to when I dived off the ship into the deep of the Mediterranean the previous summer. That time I felt exhilarated, but then quickly afraid and alone. This time, in these baptism waters, I feel as though I'm home. I'm pulled out of the waters with a smile on my face and hear a crowd cheer in celebration. I'm not alone. When I was in the sea, I had to push to the surface by myself. In the baptism, hands of godly men held my arms and helped me. Do you have memories of moments in your life which stand out like this? When you experienced the closeness of God, and it was so different to times when you felt alone. For me personally, there have been many hills to climb and valleys to get through since my baptism. I've limped rather than run the race, but always that promise of Jesus stands firm. Come to him if you feel weary. Come to him however you feel. Come and rest. This is what he wants us to do with our lives, to rest in him every day and open the door for others to rest in him too. Remember his words in John chapter 6, 37. I will never turn away anyone who comes to me. I know I've noted these words before in a Crosswalk devotional, but they are life-changing words which still hold true. I encourage you to spend time reflecting upon this beautiful invitation from God. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you without money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on that which is not bread, and your labour on that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of foods. That's from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 to 2. Let us pray. Father of all compassion, you have known me since before I was born. Thank you that you have been with me in every moment of my life, and I am your child. Help me to order my memories and put them where they belong, forgetting the unhelpful moments of the past and straining to the joy ahead, recollecting times of closeness to you. More than anything, that moment of baptism when I said publicly, I belong to you. Today I commit my life to you again, and in your precious name, the service of others. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.